Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Can I please have your attention?
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your popcorn ready, sit back, relax, because it's about time for Chatting with George Noonan. Oh, yeah. All right, hope you can hear the lion roar from our Friday night movie is Spaceballs.
I think his name is Leo. Isn't that true?
Is it Leo the lion?
That's a little loud, don't you think?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
What, do you?
No. I listen, you always are the one. Turn it down. I love it.
Well, because you're deaf. What?
I said I love it.
No, you're supposed to say what when I said you're deaf.
Huh?
Huh? This is getting off to a bad start, folks.
Well, I wasn't listening in the first place, so maybe that's why.
All right. In a galaxy very, 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 very far away, there lived a ruthless race of beings known as...
Spaceballs.
Chapter 11.
Chapter 11. I love that.
The evil... Well, that's the thing with Mel Brooks. You just don't know where the jokes are going to come from.
Right. They're every little...
Think he does his magic? I think so. But the evil leaders of planet Spaceball, having foolishly squandered their precious atmosphere, have devised a secret plan to take every breath of air away from their peace-loving neighbor, planet Druidia. Funny, she doesn't look Jewish. A little foreshadowing there.
I know. See, that's...
I can't believe this more. Today is Princess Vespa's wedding day. Unbeknownst to the princess, but knownst to us...
Knownst.
Danger lurks in the stars above. All right. Now, I was hoping to drink a nice iced coffee during this movie, but I can't because it's Spaceballs, and I have to have my can for my impression of Dark Helmet.
Of course you do.
So we'll be drinking the V8. If you can read this, you don't need glasses.
That's funny because you're wearing glasses as you're reading it. So what does that mean? You don't need double glasses?
I don't need the Coke bottle glasses.
You don't need double glasses. Okay.
Double glasses.
Get it.
Now, this part always bothered me. This is the...
Why?
Well, because it's just... It's boring.
Yeah, but it's making a point.
Yeah, I know, but I don't need a point.
I think that's the whole point
Is that the point of the point?
Yeah, like that's what he does. That's his thing?
That's not his thing. Wait, we say thing. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant it was this. You know. Now, how many times have you seen this movie?
Ugh, too many to count.
See, I think this is the movie I've seen the most times in the history of my life. Because,
oh, really?
Well, because one, I saw it in the theater, but it's just one.
Okay.
But when I was at the video store, I would play it every day,
yeah.
At least once a day. Sometimes twice, because I work by myself, so I could, in theory, watch it on a loop.
Yeah.
But I would alternate. I would alternate Spaceballs with National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1 made the cut.
Stay to the right.
I said stay to the right. I think you see a pattern here. I can't think of the other ones. I did some concerts. I was making fun of Mariah Carey so much I watched the concert and ended up liking her.
It feels like you're like the 40-year-old virgin when they just play the Michael McDonald concert nonstop.
All right.
You're welcome.
See, this is going on forever.
You're welcome, listener.
It's been like 10 minutes.
Yeah, this is it's funny because
it's funny, not funny, haha, which is what I want. Speaking of listener,
yeah,
I listened to that Dana Carvey and David Spade podcast today.
Nobody,
the fly in the wall. And I listened to the Dennis Miller episode. Dennis Miller tells a story about the first time he met Jason Bateman.
Oh, that's good.
And do you have any intention of, you're not gonna listen to that, right?
Yeah, but other people,
well, it's been on for a while,
other people might listen to it. Don't be a spoiler.
Fine. Is this guy from anything that we know?
I feel like it is. Which one?
Which one? The not him.
Yes, sir. I took the liberty. He's on his way.
This guy.
Yeah, we've seen him in other stuff.
All right. Now, I think Rick Moranis is so great in this thing. Now, you had today off. Did you accomplish anything today? No.
I watched the Doctor Strange multiverse thing.
Oh, good movie. Yep.
I watched my 90 Day Fiance on Fridays. Boy. The Love in Paradise comes out, so I watched that. The new episode of that.
Wow. You really worked your plan. You really planned your work and worked your plan, didn't you?
I did some online shopping.
Will I be the recipient of anything?
Can what?
Huh?
What happened?
What now?
Oh, wait. Watch the movie.
Watch the movie. Well, we're not actually going to watch the movie.
No, I know.
Okay.
It's background.
Now, this part's great. I got to admit. If you haven't seen Spaceballs, people, you're missing out. I think it's one of the... I can't breathe in this thing. Rick Moranis' Dark Helmet.
I love the glasses.
The glasses are great. I love that Mel Brooks puts himself in every one of his movies.
Well, he has to.
He doesn't have to.
You know who he was married to, right?
Ann Bancroft.
Yes.
So the answer is
yes. Isn't that so weird? Like, such a...
That's a weird dynamic.
That's an opposites attract thing. Definitely.
Well, he made her laugh. What do you want?
I know. She said in an interview like years ago, well, obviously because she's passed, but
it was Tuesday.
You know. She said that she always had to be on her toes, and she didn't want to bring people home because she never knew if Mel was home. He'd just run out like naked.
I remember hearing or reading about that as well.
Yeah, like he'd just jump out like when as soon as I opened the door.
Boo!
People were home. He didn't care.
That's right. It's Mel Brooks.
And now Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner watch Jeopardy together every night. Isn't that great? Remember we saw that?
Yeah. What did we see that on? What was that?
That was on the driving, the getting coffee with...
Oh, getting coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. Getting coffee with...
But instead, he got deli with Mel Brooks and brought it to Carl Reiner's house, and they watched Jeopardy together.
That's right. I do remember that. What's all that churning and bubbling? You call that a radar screen? No, sir. Seriously, Mr. Coffee, there's so many jokes. This is like the Arrested Development of movies.
We had that coffee maker, that coffee pot.
You had that coffee pot?
Mm-hmm.
From Space City, Spaceball City?
Yeah, but they're not on Spaceball City. They're on Spaceball 1.
Oh, so you were you Spaceball 2?
Yeah, Mr. Radar.
There are some seriously stupid jokes in here, but they're all funny
Mel Brooks.
To me. This is, in my opinion, Mel Brooks' best movie. Which I know people will argue, and you're going to get Blazing Saddles, you're going to get Young Frankenstein.
History of
the World Part 1 was really funny, too. Actually, I think that's the first Mel Brooks I ever saw was History of the World Part 1.
Really?
Yeah, with I think when I was growing up, it was on HBO, so I watched it. And I didn't get all the jokes, of course, but like this movie is just phenomenal.
Yeah, well, I think this movie probably hits to us the most, too, because...
hot.
This is our our genre, you know what I mean? We were this age when we loved all these space movies and everything, and that's what made you want.
Right. I mean, once you have a Star Wars spoof as the main thing, that speaks to a lot of people.
Yes.
And of course we have Daphne, is it Zuniga?
Zuniga, yeah.
Zuniga from Melrose Place, amongst
Melrose
other
Place.
Things.
Yes.
Dick Van Patten from Eight Is Enough.
Oh, and I love Dick Van Patten.
Many others. And here's
their
version of C-3PO. What's she called? Dot Matrix.
Dot Matrix, yep.
And she's the voice of Joan Rivers.
Yes. And he starts on the right.
And the Reverend is one of the funniest characters. He's in the movie for a total of 3 minutes.
Yes. And, beginning and end.
And we know this guy, right? Wasn't he? He was in My Blue Heaven, I think, wasn't he?
No.
You know that for a fact? You're just kiboshing that?
I'm just looking at him saying no.
Okay. Is that look about him that he wouldn't be in My Blue Heaven?
What? Well, I just don't feel like
you're basing it on his looks.
Right, because he doesn't look familiar from My Blue Heaven. Do you want me to IMDb it right now?
Yeah. You know what? I do. Go to it. Ugh. This is so great.
All right, you talk it out while I...
I'll talk it out.
While I search it.
I'll be... that's Jim J. Bullock.
Jim J. Bullock. Center Square?
Monroe.
Was he the center square or was he the upper left?
What, do I have a map on me of the Hollywood squares? I have no idea. He was in Too Close for Comfort.
But it's Jim J. Bullock. He was like...
Listen, when you think Hollywood Squares, you think Paul Lynde and...
No, you don't. You think
Yeah,
Jim
you
J.
do. You don't think
and
Jim
Joan
J.
Rivers.
Bullock.
Joan Rivers was on...
All right, but Paul Lynde was
Oh, Joan Rivers was the middle square.
Well...
Center it, square.
Are you IMDBing or are you trying to argue with me about things you don't know anything about? Or both?
Doing both.
Doing both. Multitasking. Yeah, so I had to work today and I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to go home. Bust out some space balls. Do a podcast. Why not?
What's
his name? I don't know. He's probably doing it near
Minister.
The end. Minister, that'll do it.
Ronnie Graham.
He doesn't look like a Ronnie Graham. I'll give you that.
He's been in all of Mel Brooks' movies.
Has he really? That's
yep,
awesome.
He's in all of them.
And here we go with the
even Life Stinks, which was terrible.
Yeah, Life Stinks was pretty bad. This is Bon Jovi, of course.
Am I going to get
sued by John Bon Jovi for this? You think? Because last time I talked to him, he said, "Listen, I haven't listened lately, but he planned on doing it." So,
yeah. Guess what? He's not in.
Look at his
My Blue Heaven.
Well, look at his bumper sticker. I love Uranus. That's John, the late great John Candy as Mog. He's half man, half dog. He's his own best friend. No. His name is Barf, though. I didn't say his name was Mog, right? He is a Mog.
He is a Mog. Half man, half dog.
But his name is Barf.
Ugh, that's so gross. He eats what looks like dog food.
Which probably isn't. Bill Pullman, not to be confused with Bill...
Paxton.
Paxton, right, exactly. Now, Bill Paxton has passed away. Bill Pullman is still going strong, I believe.
I was
going
to make a bigger thing that he definitely wasn't in it because the guy died in 99, but My Blue Heaven was 90, so he could have been in it, but he wasn't.
He was not in the movie. Okay.
He's not in the movie.
Well, then you were right. He didn't look like he belonged in it anyways, according to you.
Barf.
What's your favorite Mel Brooks movie? Because I don't think it's this one.
No, I love this one. I love it. And
I don't think you're not a jerk.
I don't think I could pick a favorite because
well,
I...
you have to.
But
pick
I can't.
One. Well, you have to. Listen, you're in this... What is the name of this thing they're in?
Winnebago?
No, I know it's a Winnebago. What do they call it? Do they have a name for it?
I don't remember.
Oh, this guy's great. Here you go with Pizza the Hut, and it's Dom DeLuise, who you don't even... If you didn't know his voice, you wouldn't know it was him. And this guy is somebody too, I think. Isn't that Vinnie Jones? Or am I wrong?
No, it's not Vinnie Jones. All right, now you got to even look back again.
Well, let's don't bookmark it. This is Dom DeLuise's voice. Remember Cannonball? Barf all of you. Remember Cannonball Run? With all the outtakes with Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds?
I mean, that's pretty much probably where it started, right? Is when was the outtakes.
I think
when
so.
When they would start showing people's... I love
outtakes.
That. And just him and... what's his name? Him and Burt Reynolds like had such a great relationship.
They did.
It was just... It was awesome. What was his name? This guy.
Vinny. His name's Vinny. Oh, that's why I think it's Vinny Jones, because his name's Vinny.
Because his name's Vinny. Vinny. Rudy DeLuca.
He was in My Blue Heaven. Right,
he's known for Space...
Here it is. Hold on. There it is. So ridiculous.
He has also been in all of Mel Brooks' movies.
This guy, really?
Yeah.
I have no idea what he looks like. The makeup, I'll tell you, like the Pizza the Hut is pretty just disgusting. But he looks like a real robot.
Well, do you want a little trivia about that silver makeup?
Yes, I do.
Do you know who the original Tin Man was supposed to be for The Wizard of Oz?
Rudy DeLuca. Should I know this?
Buddy Ebsen.
Buddy Ebsen?
Jed Clampett?
From the Beverly Hillbillies?
Yes. But when they put the silver paint on him, he got such an allergic reaction that's what they went with the different actor. Well, I don't even know who the real guy is.
I don't know anyone.
Somebody, I don't know who. You know, Judy Garland.
Well, that's it.
Right. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's great. But how do I verify that? You could be lying through your teeth.
Google it.
No, well, thanks.
It's called the Google.
Nope. Nope, not doing it.
I love that it's like a Mercedes.
Yeah, of course. She's a princess. And she's got the earphones that look like Princess Leia's buns. She's not just a princess.
She's a Druish princess.
She's funny. She doesn't look Druish.
I think Blazing Saddles is my favorite. These two are my favorite.
All right, but if you could only be, if you could only watch one Mel Brooks movie, what would it be?
Probably Blazing Saddles.
See, that would definitely be Spaceballs.
It's so funny. Clavon and Gene Wilder.
Yeah, they were great. It's not a wrong
Their
answer.
Chemistry is so great, too. That's
they were fantastic.
So
that's a movie, this movie you could make today again, but Blazing Saddles.
God, no.
You just could.
I don't know if you can make, you could.
What?
I don't know if you can make anything funny anymore. It's not allowed.
You're certainly not making this funny. Is that allowed? I'm sorry. Now, this woman right here, I think I know her from somewhere.
You're going to say this about every single person that comes up?
I don't know. I haven't done this before. We'll see.
Do you know where you know her from?
Spaceballs. Yeah. No, I really think I know her, though. Check the IMDb. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I told you to leave it open.
I love how when we did the first episode together, you're like, you're not going to be on your phone. Can you think you can put it down? All right, pick up your phone again. Look it up.
Well, that was then. That's you. Is now. That should be a movie. It never work.
Hey, Mel Brooks is great.
Mel Brooks is really great.
He's always like the president or the whatever. I don't know. Do you want me to look that up too?
Well, I'd like the answer first on her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Commander Zircon, Leslie Beavis. That's what.
Hey, Beavis. Now, the guy that just spoke, he's Scott McGregor. And he was the host of Love Connection or something.
Love Connection?
Yeah, he's hosted a TV show. Scott McGregor. Look, Google. Let me, look. That's him right there.
Oh, yeah.
Snotty.
Yes, you know what? He was the new.
Well, okay, I guess now it makes. No, it's because you said it is true?
Yeah.
All right, fine. It's true.
Jeff McGregor.
Is it Jeff McGregor?
Yep.
Oh, Jeff McGregor.
Jeff McGregor. Fucking Scottish.
Yeah. What was he the host of?
I don't know. It didn't
I mean,
say.
I'm guessing it's Love Connection.
You're giving me too many things. I'm trying to see him. Loch Lomond. That's the best. 1926. What's that?
1926.
That's when Mel
Brooks
was
born?
Yeah. He just had a birthday. June 28th.
Whoa.
Is anybody going to do the math? I guess I'll get the calculator out. Hold
what?
On.
I think he's like 90 something, isn't he?
96.
Wow. Hello. These girls are great too.
Oh, Doublemint twins.
Back then the Wrigley twins. Is it Doublemint twins? Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes
double.
Sense. Double, right? Makes sense. Chew your gum.
Chew your gum. Chew your gum.
It's the best. All right, Jeff McGregor.
Oh, Jeff McGregor. I forgot. Sorry. I was trying to watch the movie.
No, you know the movie.
Oh yeah, that's right. Jeff?
Because I used to watch him. I don't know that it was Love Connection, but.
But maybe it was when What's His Name stopped.
2 and 2?
Yeah.
Chuck Woolery, 2 and 2? Hey, 4th of July.
Hey.
4th of July weekend.
That's now.
That's now. No, we're now now. When will now be then? Soon. Soon. There's so many cameos in this movie.
Oh, Hollywood Squares.
It was Hollywood Squares he did? Jeff McGregor?
And the all-new Dating Game.
Oh, the Dating Game. That's what it was. I knew there was a dating game, but I thought it was Love Connection.
Yeah.
This was a huge thing when I was...
Yep. What year was this movie? Yo. 94? Oh, 87. Yeah, I remember we would talk about this. I was only in junior high then. We would talk about this movie all the time.
Was Bill Pullman famous at this point? Or did this... Not that it propelled him to stardom by any means, but what...
I don't know.
Was he a name? I don't remember.
I don't know. Was he in The Serpent and the Rainbow? Was he that one?
Gee, I wish somebody had their phone open and was looking at IMDb.
It's not open anymore. I gotta get it again. Anything?
Yes, anything. Okay, we'll do it for a million.
A million?
Oh, you're starting to fade here. We're losing pictures.
All right, I'll pay. It'll be fine, Joseph.
Yeah, I don't think he was too famous by this point. Can we say 87? Geesh, I really got to scroll down for that.
Yeah. No, we watched something with him and Jessica Biel that on USA, I think it was. It was
The Sinner.
The Sinner, right.
And he kept doing it.
He was the only one that continued to do them all, right?
Yeah.
He was the common denominator, if you will.
Yeah, we stopped we stopped after the season one.
I didn't like season two.
But this was only his third thing.
I thought you count to three, one, two, third.
He did an episode of Cagney and Lacey.
Does that count?
Then he was in Ruthless People.
No way, really?
Yeah, and then he was in Spaceballs.
Wow.
Mel and then he did Serpent in the Rainbow. So,
oh,
see?
All right.
Or that's when they came out. So maybe who knows? Whatever. Oh well,
what are you gonna do?
This is on Turner Classic Movies. I love that they finally
acknowledge that it's a classic.
Come to the fact that it's classic. Some of the other ones they might be a little wrong about, but this one
they nailed it. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, spot on. And you?
Are there commercials on this channel, on this station?
I don't think that there are.
Oh, they don't edit it either, do they?
I don't see it again. I don't know. Because what I usually watch on TCM is musicals. And there's not a lot of swearing or nudity or things that you would have to edit.
Edit, okay. Well, think about this movie. I think there's two F-bombs. I think that was the max you could have.
Oh, and still have a PG-13?
And still have a PG. I think it's just PG.
Is it really?
I'll check. Hold on.
Oh, don't know.
Where is it? We'll never know. There's no way to find out. I believe it's just PG.
83% though, popcorns. Rating.
And what's that other thing? That green.
I don't know what the green glob means.
Nickelodeon gives it 56%. Looks like a Nickelodeon logo, doesn't it?
This guy, his whole career.
Oh, Michael Winslow, yeah. Police Academy.
Yeah. His whole career is just making sounds.
That's all it is.
That's all it
is. I have no idea what his real voice sounds like.
I love the tie on his yes. thing too. It's so great. I can't believe you saw this in the movies.
I did.
That's funny.
Yes, it was funny. I agree. I agree 100%.
Now, what Mel Brooks movie had you seen before this?
History of the World Part 1.
Okay.
And I was late to the party on Blazing Saddles.
Right. And you still have not even seen Young Frankenstein.
I have not seen Young Frankenstein. I've seen, actually, if I'm being honest, I think I've only seen, I've seen Spaceballs, Blazing Saddles, History of the World Part 1, and
Men in Tights,
and I did see Life Stinks.
What was that? Didn't he have a vampire one, too? With Leslie Nielsen. Yeah, because wasn't Leslie Nielsen
yeah,
the...
Yeah, I didn't see that one either.
That was terrible.
Oh, wait. I might have seen that one.
Okay.
That was atrocious.
It was horrible.
I thought it was anyways.
Yeah, because it was not good.
Well, that's when I thought he jumped the shark. But did you... I never saw The Producers either.
Oh, you never saw... Wow. Did you see To Be or Not To Be?
I might have. Because if it came out while it was in the video store, I would have watched it.
I don't think it did.
Then no. I didn't watch it willingly.
Do you know that John Candy's actual birthday was Halloween?
Is that right?
Isn't that crazy?
Did he dress up as Barf?
Maybe 1 year.
I would have.
Maybe 1 year he did, but isn't that great? Like, your last name's Candy and you're born on Halloween?
Well, he should have been named Halloween then, should he have not?
What's your nickname? Weenie? That's real fun. Well, that'll be easy for the
kids. That's what you're thinking about? You're just saying how his name's Candy and it's great for Halloween.
Yeah, you always have to think about what the nickname's going to be.
Well, isn't John a toilet?
Yeah, but nobody thinks about that anymore.
No, don't. No, they don't. Nobody goes to the bathroom anymore.
That's telling me. That's weak. It's a weak. That's a weak one to bully somebody over John. Oh, barf.
You know who's in this movie? And I saw her do stand-up once, Rhonda Shear. They should have given me a chance to answer that question before I blurted it out. But Rhonda Shear from USA's Up All Night.
I remember those. Oh, my gosh.
She and Gilbert Gottfried did it.
R.I.P.
Yes, let's acknowledge.
R.I.P. Gilbert.
There's probably like 15 people dead in this movie. You didn't acknowledge John Candy. You didn't say that to him.
R.I.P. John.
John. That's a funny name, isn't it?
John.
See? You're making fun of it.
No? How am I making fun of it?
You know, you are. Joan Rivers is dead. You didn't R.I.P.
Joan Rivers dead. Dick Van Patten. I believe he's dead.
Well, must be true then.
Dom DeLuise is.
Yep. So is Vinny.
Is he?
I think so. I don't know.
No, Vinny isn't. Tony... No, the priest was dead.
The priest is dead, right. So you chose... Who did you choose to...
What do you mean?
The first R.I.P. Who did you... Who was it that you...
I don't remember.
It was like Anne Bancroft.
Was it?
What?
No, she's dead.
In the movie. We just did it. Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried, yeah.
Who's not even in this movie?
I know, because you mentioned him, not me.
You don't make any sense.
You don't make any sense.
You make less sense.
And what's his name from... Oh, no, it's not yet. Forget it. I thought it was a different part.
I got to be honest, I haven't seen this movie in a while, so I do forget the sequences. Like, I can't tell you when...
Spoiled Rotten 1.
Is that what it was?
That's what a license plate says. Look at all the little, like quarters on his, like, the belt buckles.
Oh, yeah. I never noticed that before. And that's Mel Brooks, right?
Yeah. It's President Scroob.
President Scroob. You know how he's President Scroob, right?
Why?
It's Brooks.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Holy crap. I was this years old when I found out.
I was today years old.
I hate that.
I do too.
So stupid.
So dumb. I was today years old. Are you?
We just lost a lot of listeners, I guess.
It is a dumb thing to say, though.
It's so stupid. Oh.
Rick Moranis is so underrated.
Yes. What he was funny in Ghostbusters too.
What about the first one?
Haha.
He was, but he was really good in Honey I Shrunk the Kids, of course.
Yes.
And Strange Brew.
Oh yes. Do, 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 do. That's the song of it. That's one of my mom's favorite lines from a movie.
What is it?
It's like when they were doing a review of Star Wars. And he goes,
the McKenzie brothers?
Yeah, the McKenzie brothers. He goes, come to the dark side, you hoser.
Now, who was the other guy? What was his name? I forget. I know him. I can't remember.
Yeah, he's taller, obviously. Rick Moranis.
I think his name was Dave.
Dave, yeah.
Dave, yeah? Was he Asian?
But then I was thinking Dave from the Kids in the Hall, but that's not true.
That's Dave Foley.
Yeah, Dave.
Who swears he saw Bigfoot or something. What did I read about this?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I think it's a UFO, not a Bigfoot. I think he's claiming now that...
Well, UFOs are true. The government has said.
Oh, right. Okay. So, Dave... What is his name? Not Dave...
Foley?
No. McKenzie Brothers Dave.
Who's the one that saw the UFO?
Dave Foley.
Oh.
Kids in the Hall.
Okay.
And News Radio.
Yes.
But what was his name?
Now I gotta look that up.
Well, I can't remember. Buckle this. I used to say that all the time.
Whether
it was appropriate or not. We break for nobody. I'm gonna go with Dave McKenzie. No, they're the McKenzie brothers. That's not it.
Like, so that's what he did. He said Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas.
You know what? I think it is Dave Thomas.
It sounds right, actually.
I know that's the Wendy's guy.
He makes a great hamburger. I know that.
But still.
Well, that could be more than one Dave Thomas. That's not exactly Engelbert Humperdinck. I mean, I don't know any Engelberts or Humperdincks, but I know one Engelbert Humperdinck.
Not Humperdinck.
Humperdeath.
Humperdeath. Another Mel Brooks. Dave Thomas.
It is Dave Thomas, okay.
And I got that one.
Yay, G5B1.
You wish. They went plaid. They've
gone to plaid. They've gone to plaid. So stupid.
It is stupid, but it's funny. It's good. This,
but you know what it is? When you see it when you're younger, you can tolerate, not tolerate, but you laugh at more stupid things because I don't think you get adult humor.
Right, because so, it is so, yeah, it's so in your face. Just, oh, here.
Yeah, it's a lot of, it's a lot of slapstick. Like he's going to go flying through the air now and helmet first. Here it is.
I remember, like, it was such a great time in the 80s when they were, like, doing all these movies and Airplane and...
Yeah, all those movies. Oh, like, the Naked Guns. Was that the 90s?
It might... I don't know.
But although I loved all those movies.
Yeah. 5 minute break, okay. Fine, sir. Good. It's a
good thing you were wearing that helmet. Yeah. What should we do now, sir? Well, are we stopped?
We're stopped, sir.
Good. Well, why don't we take a 5 minute break?
Very good, sir.
Smoke if you got him.
That's what I mean. Like, it's so dumb.
I know.
And he falls on his face, but that was...
But
once you think it's funny, it's always funny.
Right. And if you find somebody else who thinks it's funny, then you will say these lines to each other all the time.
And it makes it more funny.
All day. Right. Like, we must have said, smoke if you got him all the time. Smoke if you got him.
Smoke if you got him.
Yeah, just, when do we get to Disneyland? It's like, it's all so...
All dumb. Adam and I had a couple of lines where we would just recite them ad nausea, and I'll do them when they come up. But one of them was at that diner where Rhonda Shear was.
And it's got to be when they're in the desert, right?
Exactly. Well, okay.
I mean, who does it?
No, but we did it first.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Documented.
You guys.
We because we saw the opening. The first timing in the first day. Or
two kids from Stoneham, Massachusetts.
Yep. It had to be somebody. Why not us?
Yeah, okay. Somebody else probably saw it first.
No, because we were on the Eastern time.
You didn't see it. The You weren't the first showing.
Yes, I was. How do you know? Were you there?
I know.
Were you there?
Yeah, because you were in school.
Because the first showing. It's called skipping school.
I don't think your mom would let you skip school to see a matinee of Spaceballs.
She had a choice. Who do you think drove me there, dummy?
I know, so she wouldn't have taken you. You're making my point more and more, I think.
No, your point's moot.
It's like a cow's opinion.
Your point's a cow's opinion.
It's moo.
It's moo.
Mm. Oh, Joan.
Who's your favorite bit player in this movie?
Bit player?
Yeah.
Well, they're all bit players, pretty much.
Right? No, like these are the stars.
Oh. All right. I think it's Dick Van Patten.
Yeah.
Who's yours? Pizza the Hut?
Vinny the Pizza the Hut are pretty good, but I think I like the dude in the desert. But that's not. But that's the thing. That's not a bit part.
That's an itty bitty part.
That's he might have even been uncredited for all I know.
Oh yeah.
But if it had to be a name, I would say the Reverend.
Oh yeah, the Reverend is really good.
Yeah. The minister. Sorry, he's billed as minister. You said.
Oh yeah, that is minister. Yes. Like, now, when they do these spoof movies, does he have to get any sort of permission from George Lucas? Because it's...
Why?
Because you're copying...
What are you copying?
Copying everything.
I'm reminded of the late, great Vanilla Ice.
The late, great?
I had to throw that in there to throw you off. Whose version of Ice Ice Baby is not even close to Under Pressure. Because his goes... Dung 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 dung, and the other one goes under pressure. Goes dung 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 dung.
Do you hear that? You hear it?
You hear it?
It's different.
It's not even close. So I don't think he does.
Okay.
I'm sure. Maybe he asked. But it's Mel Brooks though. It's almost an honor to be spoofed by Mel Brooks, isn't it?
If you've got a sense of humor and you think it's funny,
I think Lucas does.
Okay.
Look at the he made a Chewbacca. I mean, you gotta have a
he made Jar Jar Binks. Chewbacca.
I didn't mind Jar Jar Binks. Did you hear the theory that he was going to be the Sith Lord?
I mean, if that was true, somebody needs to tell me.
All you buttheads who hated him ruined him.
I know. That would have been so great if he turned around and
yes.
It wasn't.
Nobody talks to me that way.
Who doesn't?
Nobody.
Uh-oh. Oh, do you know who was my favorite? What's his name? Rick Dukerman? Wasn't he in this? He was one of the Spaceballs.
Yeah. I think it's Dukerman, not Dukerman.
I don't think
there's an R in there.
He was in, what was that movie with Tom Hanks that I love?
The Burbs.
Yeah, The Burbs. But I'm going to kill everyone.
Wasn't he a stand-up comedian?
Yes. Satan is good. Satan is our pal.
Satan is our pal. This is good. See, that's brilliant. Make a play on the voice by drinking coffee through the mask.
Yes, of course. Video cassettes.
This is fantastic.
Look at all the Rockies.
Wow.
I know we said that. There it is.
Okay, Sartre, not the silent movie.
Oh, I love the silent movie. One person spoke in silent movie.
Hold on.
What? What? Space to be or not to be?
Good work, Corporal. See, this is so stupid, it's funny. Not much too early. Prepare to fast forward.
Fast forward. When he turns around, he looks, he's like, what?
Bugger this.
In fact, never play this part again.
That's so great.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
He looks like young Adam Goldberg here, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
With the glasses.
I think they even did Goldberg's About Spaceballs, didn't they?
They did, actually.
Happening now. What happened to then?
The past
then. When? We're now. Go back to then. Now, Adam.
Can't.
Why? We missed it. When? Just.
Mr. Rental.
Then be now. Soon.
Soon.
How soon?
Sir.
What?
We've identified the location.
Where?
It's the moon of Mars. Prepare for our arrival.
When?
19 hours. By 9 noon tomorrow, they will be our prisoners.
Good stuff.
You never saw this in the movies?
No. I just saw it on HBO, probably.
Interesting.
Or we could have rented it. I don't remember.
Do you remember the first movie you saw in the theater?
No, thank you. I'm perfectly all right.
I know I saw Rocky in the theater. I know I saw...
Rocky 1?
Yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah, that was out by the time I was... Maybe I saw the drive-in.
What were you, 2?
No, I saw Star Wars: A New Hope at the drive-in.
What year was that? What?
I think that was but it was the drive-in, so they would have movies that are older anyway. And fun fact. We saw it at the drive-in over here in Braintree when we were we came and visited my grandparents, and so we went to the movies one night, and I think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Anyway, we went to the drive-in. And that was back.
I'll just edit this out.
That was back in the days in the 70s. That was back in the days when they would show, there's multi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And apparently they didn't care if porn was playing at the same time.
Really?
Because there was the X-rated version of Cinderella or Snow White, one of the two. It was like a fairy tale one.
Was it Blow White?
Probably. And that was playing behind us.
Oh, that's when you get the wagon. You go, no, we'll sit in the back. Don't worry about
right,
it.
Right. So
no
I said,
problem.
Mom. I go, Cinderella's on. And she goes, that's good, honey. You know, just
thinking Disney.
Shut up. And then
shut up, I'm like, Rocky.
And she doesn't have any clothes on.
Wow. You ruined it for everybody.
And so when I told the story to my grandmother, and I said, and then Dad, he turned and he looked and he looked.
He turned the car around.
So I sold out my dad. It was great.
Everybody's getting troubles.
He's like, ah, it's all right.
We don't care.
They'll be watching the Star Wars too much.
Star Wars. Here's $10. Go see a Star Wars.
They won't care about the porn that's happening behind them.
Star porn.
Well, the first movie I saw like that, you know, technically by yourself was E.T. That I got to go like to the movies and no parental.
Like, when did E.T. come out?
83, I think. 82, 83.
So you went to the movies by yourself at 9 years old?
Well, that's what they told us. They sat in the back, but we got to sit.
Oh, I see.
Like, but we thought, like, all right, they're dropping us off. See you later.
And they snuck in.
Yeah. That was awesome.
See, I don't remember any of that stuff.
What do you mean?
I don't remember.
You don't mean your childhood?
First of all, I was born an adult. Second of all, I don't remember the first movie I saw. I did see Rocky 2 in the theater.
2 or 3?
Two. My mother took me to two. She might have taken me to Rocky. I don't remember if she took me to Rocky 1.
I remember seeing Fox and the Hound in the theaters.
Boring.
You're boring.
I when I got good grades in hello. Stupid Mike. When I got Magic Mike.
And first of all, he's not stupid.
when I got a good report card, I would get to see a movie.
Oh. Oh, and you got to pick it, obviously.
Yeah, so I picked the porn at Braintree Drive-In. It was great. Sweet.
Hey, why wouldn't you?
Foreskin Gump was phenomenal.
Well, we all know that's a lie, because that came out way too... Forrest Gump was way much... whatever.
Wow, good story.
I know. You too.
You too? I saw them in concert.
I know. Good one.
Well, I'm depending on you for help in this.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
So what was the first movie that you went to, like, with your friends by yourself? You don't know that?
I don't know that. Because I'm not a girl. That's why I don't know that. I do know one thing.
Okay. That's true.
I went to...
Just one.
I saw Eddie Murphy's movie...
Norbit? When he loved so much?
No. I do like that movie.
It's terrible. Okay, let me help you. Boomerang?
No. I know the movie. I'm trying to think of who I went with.
Oh.
And if it's the one I'm thinking of. Because I have two different stories.
No, I know exactly what it is.
Well, I have two different stories. I don't want to... Well, actually, it doesn't matter if I mix them up because there's nobody really to fact check.
Right, for the same movie?
No, there's two different stories.
Okay.
One movie, I wanted to see Best Defense, Eddie Murphy, Dudley Moore. Listen, nobody knew before it came out.
No, of course.
Crap. So I think it was Chris Sherman. I know that means nothing to you. Who's R.I.P. He's no longer with us.
Oh, that's sad.
And we couldn't. It was rated R. We were underage.
How'd you get in?
There's the story.
Okay.
I lived in Woburn before Stoneham, and my next door neighbor was Rich Desmond.
Okay.
And he, unbeknownst to me...
There's a lot of name drops. Wow.
There's a lot of name drops. Unbeknownst to me, he was at that theater.
Oh.
So
like working?
No. Going to another movie.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Edward Penis Hands he was going to see. So he got us tickets to Best Defense. And we sat in the Best Defense theater by ourselves. Nobody else went.
Yeah.
So maybe they did know.
They already heard about it. You guys didn't read the newspaper back then. Like, I don't read the newspaper.
No, who read that? But the other story, I don't know who it was. It might have been him, Chris Sherman again. We decided we weren't going to pay double prices. We were going to pay. We weren't each going to pay.
Ticket for one, please.
She home. I heard that today on The Groove. I love The Groove.
Of course.
Oh, it's 12:30.
They love playing that.
That's such a great little intro. Like they have an edited version where they don't play that thing. I want that thing. I don't want that.
Yeah,
talk
they do.
In the beginning.
Of course, they have the edited version. I never even knew that there was that huge like.
The talk is the best.
Oh my gosh, they didn't play that on the radio.
That's the radio edit. I love that though.
Here comes your part.
Oh.
Yes, sir. I didn't want you to miss it.
Thank you. I mean,
maybe not.
I can't. Oh, so you don't know anything. Yeah,
She's home.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Because he just, you know, he had a lot of those troubles at home.
This is Barry White, Let the Music Play, for those who don't.
Yes.
Haven't heard the actual version of it at the beginning.
Right. He got out of work. There's problems at home. He's walking the streets. I'm going to guess New York. That's my guess. Who knows? I don't even know where Barry White's from. But he's walking the streets. He's not ready to go home yet. It's been a few hours. He's been out of work like 3 hours already.
At least.
He's still walking the streets.
It's 12:45.
Yeah, it was 12:45.
It's the next day.
Right. Get your ass home, first of all. Maybe that's the problem, Barry.
Hold on. Maybe there's another song.
All right, I know. I'm getting ahead of myself.
You're getting ahead of yourself there.
All right. So he's walking around and he's like, you know what? You know what's going to take my mind off these problems I got at home right
this
now?
This is the best.
Dancing.
I just gotta dance out my problems. Listen, I could go
dance
for a
out.
Run. I could have a beer. I can hit the heavy bag. Nope. I gotta
nope.
dance.
Not no. It's not alcohol,
Let
my friends.
The music play.
It's not sleep. A nap. It's
I
not.
I just gotta dance the night away.
Yes, you just gotta dance.
One ticket, please.
So he goes up to the local discotheque because he sees a bunch of people in line. He doesn't know what it is.
Hey man,
like, hey, what's going on over here? Yeah, goes into the discotheque, sees a bunch of his friends, like, hey, where's your woman? Oh, she's at home. She's at home. Don't worry about it.
That's the best part of it. She's home.
You know, then he makes it seem like women are hitting on him and stuff. He's like, no, not tonight, ladies. Tonight, I'm just about dancing. I'm not going to forget my troubles with my woman by sleeping with another one. I do that too much.
That just adds more problems.
That's right. That started my problems.
I'll never leave this discotheque.
It's problems upon my problems. So I just need to dance.
He just dances the night away.
Come on, Mr. DJ, just play that music and let me dance the night away. That's it.
Then I'll go home and work it out.
Then I'll go home and it'll be all sweaty. I'm probably going to have, like, because those girls were hugging me, so I'm probably going to smell like
there'll
I'm
going to start
all
you.
The problems. Yep, yep. All, problems don't end. Then I'm going to call into work because I've been dancing all night. I'm too tired to work.
Got to work at 4. I got to work and it's 12:45. I get in there. I'm there till 3.
I see what the problem is, Barry. I see the problem and you the problem.
You the problem. How about, what is his name here? What's his name?
Oh, my God. Yoda. Yogurt.
Not Yoda. Yogurt.
Yes, it is. I hate yogurt. Evil strawberries.
No, he's not yogurt.
Yes, it is.
Is he?
It is.
All right, hold on. This is a good one. Please.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I'm not trying to. I just. Oh, the merchandising. I love the merchandising. I always wanted Spaceballs a t-shirt. Do they make that?
I don't know. I bet you probably can find it. Whether you're ever going to get it and they don't take your money, I don't know. A children's toy, it says it.
Kids love this. Adorable.
Adorable. The sheet.
Baseball, the sheet. Pizza Hut's on there.
They're all there. It's merchandising. He's reading. What is it?
What's the book he's reading? Don't. Blame me or something? Don't blame me.
Yeah.
This is the part.
Yes, sir. Huh.
Everyone, this part's just too funny.
It's great.
Are we being too literal?
Is it calm the desert?
We're told to calm the desert, so we're calming it. Found anything yet? Nothing yet, sir. How about you? Not a thing, sir. What about you guys? We ain't found shit.
So good.
It's really funny.
You think we're being too literal?
The second part of my movie.
Oh, yeah. How you snuck in.
Well.
Ticket for one.
Ticket for one, please. There was a place where we knew where the theater was.
Right.
I mean,
obviously.
No. I mean the actual movies, that where the stuff was. So what the move was to have one guy go in and buy a ticket and then open the door.
Yes.
The rest of the way outside. But here's the thing, and we didn't pick up on this. It was a time when there was nobody at the movie theater. and I'm walking straight down. We're walking straight down to the movie, to the movies.
Right.
I go straight. He goes to the left. I go in, and they're watching us. So they know.
Exactly, right.
That he's going.
You got to do it when it's busy.
Well, but at the time, we weren't thinking like that. We weren't thinking like criminals. We should be lauded for not thinking but like criminals.
Well, that's your first problem.
That's why, yeah.
And that's why you got in trouble.
So, and then when they caught us, I was like, "What?
Wow! There must be cameras everywhere.
We never get caught. How does this? How did you guys?
This is a foolproof.
You guys are geniuses.
You guys must be in some sort of training."
But she even said, she's like, well, we watched. That's the funny part. She was so cocky about it. She's like, we watched you walk down towards us.
There's a total of 7 people here, sir.
There was less than that. But we didn't consider that.
That's great. Listen, we're going to do it on a Wednesday afternoon when no one goes, right?
They'll never suspect.
How will they even know that you didn't pay? No. We don't want to go when it's busy.
Anybody can go on a Friday night.
When there's tons of people that you can't tell if somebody did it or not.
Right. Yeah, so that's what...
That's...
Because I was literally like...
So did they make you pay for a ticket or did they kick you out altogether?
Oh, I bought my ticket. No, they waited. They're smart. They waited for me. I got past them. I bought my ticket. One ticket, please. I got my ticket. I went in. I went right to the door. I went past to the exit or to the door. Opened the door. And by the time we got back down, they were standing right there waiting for us. And then they... we went right back out the door. But I'm like, how did you... We watched you walk down and nobody goes left. They go by... And I just felt so stupid because...
Terrible.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, you should have felt stupid.
I did.
Dumb. Do you know why? Because good is dumb.
Because good is...
Because
good is dumb.
That's exactly... You didn't even learn from that. Well, this movie wasn't out yet,
yeah,
so maybe that's why.
I didn't learn from this.
She would come up. Would I lie? That's why I like Dick Van Patten, because he's just so fun. He barely has to say anything. He's funny.
Right.
One. Two. I know I'm doing him the lines beforehand.
Yeah, you yelled at me. You were like, don't do the lines beforehand. Now you're doing it.
I said, that's what's going to happen when we did this. I called it.
I think you're just making a point. Oh, this! Oh, I love this one. I used to say this one all the time too.
Uh-huh. Sleep mode. Where are you going? Vespa, come to me. And it was yogurt.
It was, right?
Yeah.
Is it really you?
Yes, my dear. I guarantee it.
The look away is the best.
Right. And no one does that better than
so bad.
The DVP.
He's known for that, actually.
I know, the DVP.
Boo you. I love that. Whenever I have an empty can, ever since then, not even like just today.
It's a can, bottle, a cup that might have the kind of...
And then it's, you have the ring. And I see your Schwartz is as big as mine. Now let's see how well you handle it.
Yep, that's exactly what you
always
did. I know.
And the same thing I'm going to do to you, big boy.
I love you. I hate you.
That's so great.
Thanks for the gas, yogurt. You're welcome.
You're welcome. He makes everything Jewish.
It's he's so great. Look at how big his earlobes are.
Seriously. Look how young. I mean, I know. I hate when people say that. This is 87.
He
should look young, but
yeah,
just insane. I heard rumors that he was making History of the World Part 2. If not a movie, it's like a series.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's. I mean,
well, do you
he's
think
96.
It was that,
they
or just
better hurry up.
How people said? Yeah, I heard. Oh, wait, I think I heard something about that too. That it was going to be, yes, like on Hulu or Netflix or something.
Right,
it
was going to be on one of those networks.
The goddamn streamers. We're being taken.
That's right.
Taken by the entertainment industry.
We don't have, I know, every streaming channel, whatever.
Platform.
Platform has something that I want to watch.
Right. Did you hear? Oh, wait, this is good.
Oh, this is it.
Yeah.
And you know it. He's playing with his dolls.
No, you are mine. Not so fast, Helmet. Lone Star. Yes, it's me. I'm here to save my girlfriend. I Now you are going to die. Oh. Hey, what you doing, my friend? The same thing I'm going to do to you, big boy. Oh, you do.
Find you strangely attractive.
But it's great because he's playing with Star Wars figures.
Yes. And you know it.
And you...
We used to say that all the time. And you know it.
And you know it.
Yes, yes.
Even the dolls look very accurate.
Oh, we missed that one line. I bet she gives great helmet when they...
Hold on, hold on. Oh, did he miss it?
No, he doesn't say that in this part. He says that when they get with Mel Brooks, he goes, I bet she gives great helmet.
Oh.
Oh. You know what? I'm wrong.
Didn't come up yet, right?
It's when the plastic surgeon's going to put her old nose back on her face.
Oh, yeah. With the luggage.
What?
He's in the room with... the luggage.
Oh, we were talking about platforms, streaming platforms.
Yeah, you have to get every single platform because they all have something.
The only one we really don't have right now is Paramount Plus.
And I want to see...
Top Gun.
No.
What?
The new Jackass.
Oh, yeah. You can rent it, though.
Which I'll live with.
$6 if you want.
Nope, don't want it. I'd rather pay $14.95 for...
Well, did you...
Oh, work on your putts. That's what this one is. Go back to...
It's right here.
Yes, this yes. This is the scene we
Dr.
just
Slotkin.
Talked about.
Dr. Slotkin.
Nose job? I don't understand. She's already had a nose job. It was a sweet 16 present. No, it's not what you think. It's much, much worse. If you do not give me the combination to the air shield, Dr. Slotkin will give your daughter back her old nose.
And this is before she was famous, too.
Yeah, I think this was like one of her early...
Yeah. This is what I meant by the luggage. The
combination oh, yeah. That's, the yeah. Luggage. Do your worst.
No! Wait! I'll tell! I knew it would work. All right, give it to me. The combination is... One.
One. Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
So the combination
is
so stupid.
One, three, four, five.
See? Took me a pat. He's so good.
See? Little setup.
This is the she gives great helmet.
Yeah. Is it?
Mm-hmm. Watch.
Oh, right. Afterwards. Yeah.
We're done with you. Go back to the golf course and work on your putts. Let's call Arnold. Come, Gretchen. Of course, you know I'll still have to bill you for this. But she gives great helmet.
Oh, so when we were talking about Paramount Plus, they want to put Top Gun on Paramount Plus, but apparently, it's up to Tom.
Hold on, hold on.
One, two, three, four, five. Yes, that's amazing. I got the same combination on my luggage.
There it is, the payoff.
they have to ask Tom Cruise because it's supposed to be 100. I guess they made some deal that's like 150 days or whatever after the theater release. Yeah. When usually it's only 45 days. That was the whole thing. Like, oh, you can watch it. That's, you know, to get everybody to get them. But because it's doing so well in the theaters and Tom Cruise must have a big payout in that. So now they got to ask his permission. Like, can we, please?
Wow.
That's how much power that guy has. There he is, Rick Dukerman.
There
he is. Hey.
Nice.
I love the little butt plates.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Illegal parking. Prison ball.
Yeah, because Marvel had a thing where they go to Disney Plus real quick.
Right. And, well, then there was a couple of other Disney movies that was theater and Disney Plus same day.
Yeah, but they were crappy ones.
No, wasn't Cruella de Vil same?
Oh, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Same. Same. Royal Prisoners. She's a bass.
She's a bass.
Are we going to get in trouble for copyright?
From who?
Yeah, no one's still listening.
Bell Brooks doesn't listen to this.
He's 96. Did Carl Reiner die?
Today?
No. I mean,
in general?
Is that pretty much all they got? Is each other? Poor guys.
I don't know. Ooh.
See, Christopher Walken didn't think of that, did he?
What?
Remember, if he could have anything, he'd have a tail.
Did he say what?
Remember, Jay Morris told that story when they were making that movie Suicide Kings.
Yeah.
And they said if you could have another body part or something, if you could be.
What kind of premise is that question, though? Like, what do you want? Like a third elbow? What's happening?
Who knows? And he goes, you know what? I'd have a tail. That's what he told Jay Moore.
I don't understand if you could have...
I forget what the question was, but they were talking about, or if you could be an animal, or... I don't know.
What?
That's what he said. He goes, I'd have a tail. Because a tail, people would know what your mood was, if it was up, if it was wagon.
Wagon, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, Jay Moore tells the story better, because
well, he does the impression.
He was there.
And he does the impression.
And he does the walk-in.
Or the impression, I guess.
Yeah, the walk-in.
The walking, I'm talking, Macaulay Culkin.
No.
Yeah. Every movie, stormtroopers can't shoot and hit people. I love that Disney Plus did that too. Favreau and Filoni
on Mandalorian, on everything.
It's like the big in the Obi-Wan series. It was just so funny how not one stormtrooper had one kill.
It was amazing.
Excuse me.
It was amazing. Nobody.
Nobody was harmed in the film, the making of this movie, by a stormtrooper.
Don't worry, the stormtroopers. They have zero aim.
Seriously, there'll be 400 stormtroopers and one guy, and that one guy wins it all.
And yet they can take everybody out.
Yep, everybody.
With one gun.
That's it.
The 70 guns pointed
at
them.
You'd think they'd all just say, listen, there's 400 of us. Let's all shoot at one spot. One of us is going to get this guy. One of us is going to hit
the odds are beyond.
The odds are ridiculous that we're going to get this guy.
This is the part I like. This is what's his name from Groundhog Day.
Bill Murray?
No.
Richard Dreyfuss?
He wasn't in that.
Oh, Ian McDowell? Spectacular. Oh, that's what the hell? What?
Yes.
Tobolowsky. Stephen Tobolowsky.
Yes. What a pity. So, princess, you idiots.
You idiots! These are not them. You've captured their stunt doubles. Search the earth.
All
Princess
for naught.
Princess Vespa's got a mustache and smoking a cigar.
All right.
It's a dude.
The other dude looks just dumb.
Yeah.
He's like I'm just stunt double.
That was Tobolowsky. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if I say his name right.
That is right?
Steve Tobolowsky or Tobolowsky or something like that, yeah. He was in Memento, too, I believe, wasn't he?
In The Mentalist? Is that what you said?
No, Memento.
Oh.
Guy Pearce?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either. I might be making that up.
I think so.
He was in The Goldbergs,
Joey
though.
Pants.
No, I know. I'm not thinking Joey Pants. But he was in The Goldbergs.
Yep.
He was the principal.
Mm-hmm. Look at all the things missing him.
Yeah, and they even make Mel Brooks even knows that, too.
Right. I wonder what the... I wonder what the object of that was, to always have them miss.
I don't, well, because realistically, like I just said, there's 400 of them. They've got to hit them. They've got to hit them at some point.
Right.
But you can't kill Luke and Leia 10 minutes into the movie.
No, but apparently you can kill Han Solo. Stupid.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They killed Han Solo in the 9th movie.
Don't care. Still shouldn't have happened. Well, how dare they?
You can blame Harrison Ford for that. He said he was done with it. He killed himself. In a way.
Death by cop?
Death by cop, yes.
I'm pulling the trigger on this one.
That's right. Whoop, whoop.
President's group. I can't believe I didn't know those Brooks.
I was shocked. I thought I was pitching you a softball.
I don't even. Do you know why? I think in my head too. It was spelled S C R O O B, so it didn't even
register.
Yeah, so I didn't get it. I wasn't in on the joke on that one. She went from suck to blow.
Hey, hoser.
Come to the dark side, you hoser. Seriously, it's so funny.
Do you have any good Saw stories today?
No, I haven't seen him. He's been a little MIA lately, which is good. No Saw is a good Saw day. A no Saw day
excuse me.
Is a good Saw day.
Seriously, it's never not funny.
You wouldn't think that way if you worked with him.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't, so therefore I do.
I choke him.
So great. And I've met him, so I know that that actually is
that's
true.
That's true, right. That's not even a joke.
It's the best.
And it's just so funny that in the beginning, when everybody starts working with him, and first, like, oh, he's so nice, and then it takes like a day and a half, they're like, oh, God, this guy.
But he is so nice.
No, he is so nice, but he's just annoying. He's just, you just want to shake him, because he's just, like, stop it! You're a grown-ass man! Hey, what's going on over there? What's up there? Like, this guy, he's ridiculous. So he just annoys everyone.
But then he's such a lovable loser.
Already, he is a lovable loser. No, you can say it. You probably agree. It's funnier than anything.
It is funny. Fuck, you suck. Such stupid comedy, I'm telling you.
Right.
I'm a sucker for that kind of comedy, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it worked, I guess. Probably because, you know, everyone's so woke now, they're too intellectual for this kind of comedy.
Maybe.
Goodbye. That's why it can't be funny anymore.
It's not fun. It's not funny.
It's not Tell Howard.
Take this to Howard. That was the best. That was Billy Crystal, a comedian.
I know.
Who was one of the funnier comedians on Saturday Night Live.
It's almost full. What do we do? I don't understand why they, like, well, I mean, I guess they hated Howard just because they don't like that kind of humor. That's probably why, because he made fun of people, but then he was also dirty, too. They just didn't like that.
Yeah.
That's probably what it's...
And then he sold out.
And then he said... 50 million, you say?
50 million, huh?
Yes, I will take that, sir.
So 3 days a week, 2 hours a day? Okay, I can do that, sure.
And I get how many weeks off a year?
51.
Ugh.
I guess I would do that, too.
I mean, yeah. I read something where Huey Lewis said that he is mad that he never sold out. That when Michael Jackson started doing Pepsi ads, Coke came to him and said...
He said no.
And we want to do, like, we want to buy harder rock and roll.
I want a new drink.
I want a new drink. I want a new Coke.
Well, you can't say that.
Yeah. And then, and Huey didn't do it. Huey. Because that was my worst. Because if I could go back, he's like, I would have sold out.
Biggest, I would have sold out, sure.
Why not? So much money.
Look at the Who.
I was just going to say that.
Good Lord. I can't watch any Dick Wolf show without hearing the Who.
No, that's CSI.
I don't care who you call it.
Can you imagine? Oh, they're going to come out with another CSI. Good, good. Yeah. We got another one for you. Here you go.
Which, whose song are they going to use?
Here you go. You want Tommy? Take that one. Is this a pinball wizard? What do you want?
But we talked about on the last episode about take care of their own. Dick Wolf's another guy.
That guy.
Takes care of his own. You see.
He owns NBC.
When you see somebody on one of those, what does he do? The CSIs?
He does the Law and Orders.
Law and Orders.
And the Chicago's.
And you see them turn up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I don't know who does it more, him or Chuck Lorre. Because every time we see a Chuck Lorre show, like we've seen Allison Janney on Two and a Half Men. We've seen John Cryer in the pilot episode of Mom.
Right.
I wish that Allison Janney was the same character in Two and a Half Men.
That would have been insane.
Yeah, like a big.
How would they know?
But then you could have all these. You could have. Yeah, Rose, I mean, it could. By and,
right, and then you saw. Yeah, and then they just on the Big Bang Theory too.
Yes, yes, they all show up. It's amazing.
Crazy.
I guess it's like it's almost like they used to make a big deal out of Scorsese. In De Niro and Pesci, and even I think he's done more with Leonardo DiCaprio than he has done with De Niro by now.
Oh yeah, he has to have.
But I guess it's one of those things where you know the person, and right, you know what you're getting.
You want to work with people you're comfortable with.
Yeah, not some schmuck.
That's why I've stayed at a job for over 20 years.
Yeah, I guess so.
I definitely think that and. And then they know there's not going to be any surprises, or they know there's not going to be any attitudes. So it's like, if I trust you, guess what? You're going to get more work.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they do stuff with that person in mind.
Oh, yeah. Like,
who's to say that when he was making Mom, that Bonnie wasn't based on Allison Janney? Or not based on, but I have her in mind.
Right. She'd be perfect for this part.
Yes.
When I'm writing this part, I'm thinking of her at the time. Yeah. If we can get her, great.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, you watch, what's so funny is, you know, because you can put on, like, probably four different channels and watch SVU, because it's been on for 20-something years. Yeah. You can always find an episode of SVU on TV at all times.
You're not looking.
Right. What the hell are you doing? Vulcan.
The Vulcan neck bench? Oh, no, stupid. You got it.
Stupid. So dumb. But I do like that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You watch one of those really old SVUs, like the beginning ones, you'll see there's so many people that are now famous because they're older. And so that's where they started, because there was so many of those shows. And then you'll see people that have been now are on his Chicago shows, but they started, they were on, like, oh, remember that guy from season 7, episode 70? Like, what?
Well, actually, when they did that Chicago, what was the Chicago lawyer stuff? What was that called? Chicago
Justice.
Chicago Justice. That dude, Philip Stone, was on one of those shows.
Yeah. I know.
So they took his character directly and put him in the Chicago series, if you will.
Ugh.
That's going to be disgusting.
Vulcan neck pinch?
See his face? That we knew right where it was now. That's acting. It's called. That's where Bill Pullman. This is where Bill Pullman got his chops.
Wait, is this Paul? Yeah, Paxton is the
Paxton,
twister.
Paxton's chubby checker now all of a sudden? Come on, baby.
We've never seen them in the same movie together, right?
Push unless you really, really mean it. Oh, here we go. Wait, what?
Before you die, there is something you should know about us, Lone Star.
What?
I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate.
What's that make us?
Absolutely nothing. Which is what you are about to become. Prepare to die.
Go with a little dick humor from Mel Brooks.
What'd you say?
A little dick humor from Mel Brooks.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Here it is.
Have the ring. And I see your Schwartz is as big as mine. Now let's see how well you handle it.
But they give him the green lightsaber when in the Star Wars movies,
He did it.
What?
Who had a green light lightsaber?
Well, the green is the good in Star Wars.
But good is dumb.
Yeah, the green saber.
Do you hear about Samuel Jackson when he did Star Wars? I think it was Mace Windu. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly.
No, yeah.
He has a purple lightsaber.
Why?
Because I think he requested it. He wanted a purple lightsaber.
That's awesome.
I want to say it was for his daughter. I don't remember exactly, maybe. But that was one of his like things. Hey, listen. I need a purple lightsaber.
I'll be
lightsaber.
In it, but I want, yeah.
And when Samuel Jackson says, I want a purple lightsaber, you get him a purple lightsaber.
That
it's
guy,
that simple.
Huh?
That guy?
He's Marvel. He's got Star Wars.
He's got everything. He was in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
He knows everybody.
Quentin Tarantino loves him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, if Sam Jackson, I call him Sam. Samuel Jackson came to me and said, I only want one thing and it's this, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
I think we can make it work.
I think we can do that. Yeah, sure thing, Mr. Jackson.
I'm pretty sure we're going to make that work.
Well, if there's one thing I despise, it is a fair fight. If I must, then I must. May the best man win.
Put her there. Oh! That looked like his stunt double.
It was
double.
His stunt double.
That was,
that
right?
Absolutely was not Bill Pullman.
I'm like, what?
Oh, we missed a good as dumb.
Sorry.
I'm going to have to go and rewind. Then we'll look at his face again.
Yeah, that was, totally was.
I was thinking the same thing.
Prepare to rewind.
I've never noticed it. Prepare to rewind. But why would he need a stunt double for that? Oh, that was definitely.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
that was. But why would he need a?
Because he's doing this.
But that was. He was getting up off the ground. No, that. Of course you need that. But why? In that instance, he literally.
I don't know. Yeah. Bad editing.
Bad editing.
It's two sides of every Schwartz.
Bupkis.
You don't get a lot of bupkis these days.
No, you don't get a bupkis. Bupkis.
Obviously, because you can't say it.
I can't even pronounce it, so how can I get it? I can't even order it. I'll have some. I don't know what I want.
I'll take a large order of bupkis.
Excuse me, I believe I ordered the larger. What is it, the large coffee? Is that what it was? Hello.
I'll take the bupkis.
I'll take a side of bupkis, please.
Oh. A side of bupkis. Lone Star.
But this movie is, in my opinion, consistently funny. Like a lot of the slapstick movies, Naked Gun was pretty consistent too. But they just had so many in, like packed in. So you,
like Airplane.
Yeah, Airplane. Even the Naked Guns were like that too.
Yeah.
I used to watch. I forget what show had it, but I never saw Police Squad when it was. Present day, I don't have
like
to say
TV,
that.
Like on TV, you mean?
Yeah, like as it was being broadcasted.
Right,
I saw
right.
repeats. They used to play when Naked Gun became huge. They brought back some Police Squads on Comedy Central.
Yeah,
and I watched them. They were pretty good too, but yeah. I just think they were too. I don't want to say ahead of their time, but in some ways they were
right.
Those well, are, you know what? I will actually. You know, all roads lead back to Arrested Development for me. Everybody knows
of course.
That. But that show was ahead of its time.
Yes. Because it brought down the fourth wall.
It did everything, and it set up jokes. Like, the people who I saw from day one, and not many people did. So when you jumped in on episode 3 or 4 or 5, you were lost because he set up jokes in the first couple episodes that paid off in, like, episode 7, 8, and 9.
Right. Well, listening to Smartless. Right,
you learned that from them, right, too.
Yeah, well, and also listening to Smartless, they said that they kind of blamed the critics and the reviews because they would... they made it seem like it was an intellectual show that you had to be, so people just didn't want to watch it, didn't want to put the time in. They said that they put some of the blame on that. Like, that's why we didn't get the ratings that we should have gotten.
And
they made it seem like it's, you know.
But there is a shred of truth to that, though.
It is
a smart comedy.
Yes.
But you don't have to be smart to watch.
Right. But I think that's what they did. They just...
It was, because I'm telling you, I watched Arrested Development over the weekend, and every time I watch it, I see something else I haven't seen before. And I've seen it a million times. Right. You know that. You know this.
I think it's funny that when you want to just, I don't really want to watch TV, but I want to put something on and just have background, you'll put on, like, you know, if it's not a baseball game, because then you can take a nap.
Yeah.
But, like, you'll put on
Arrested Development. Season 2.
Right. And I put on murder shows.
Always season 2.
It's so funny that it's always season 2. It is. Also.
It's my favorite season.
It's also season 2, too.
It's season 2, too. Mostly to Tupu.
Yeah, and I'll put on like an SVU, or I'll put on a drama instead of a comedy.
Right, and that bugs me, because that makes no sense.
Why?
It's either going to be a baseball game or Arrested Development. That's it.
Not sure. I'll put on the ID channel.
Honing your craft, are you?
Or SVU. Like, that's what I love about Sometimes Sundays.
Thank you.
SVU is on
all day
like
long.
Like a 9-hour.
I mean, you could have it on all year now.
Yeah, you could just with all go to shows. Sleep.
Thank you. Yeah, to me, Arrested Development Season 2 is the gold standard for a season of comedy.
That's your favorite of all the...
It is. Season 1 is absolutely necessary, and it's very funny.
Yeah.
But Season 2 is the payoff, I believe. I like them all. Obviously, some are better than others.
But
Season 2 is just... To me, it's... I don't want to say genius, because it makes it sound like... Yeah, it really is.
Right.
I
then that's okay. You can say it.
I'll say it. It's genius.
It's genius.
It really is, because everybody just I don't think that Bateman and Arnett are even
Joe Isuzu, right?
That's the dude from the Bob Newhart show. His name's Jack Riley. He was Mr. Carlin in I think we're reaching for the phone to IMDb. That guy, he was in. Remember Mr. Carlin in? Did you watch the Bob Newhart show when he was a psychiatrist? He had a.
When he had the inn in Vermont.
No, that's
right?
Newhart.
That's just Newhart. No, then I didn't.
Bob Newhart show. He was a psychiatrist. What do they call him? A client? A patient? A patient?
Yes. Okay.
Mr. Carlin, who was a regular patient.
So okay, one of his regulars.
Yeah, and that's him. That's I think his name's Jack Riley. Okay. Is he still on IMDb?
I can be. The magic of a smartphone.
The magic of a smartphone. See, people weren't afraid of smartphones. Why are we afraid of Arrested Development? I don't get it.
Because we want answers at all the times.
But Bateman and Arnett weren't acting. Because when you hear them on Smartlist, they're Job and Mike and Michael.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely Job and Michael. Okay, what was his name, you said?
I don't know what his name was on here, but if you look up Bob Newhart show, you'd see him.
Yeah, I'm looking at Bob Newhart show.
Yeah, it's Mr. Carlin, I believe. Like George Carlin.
Oh, Elliot Carlin. Jack Riley.
Jack Riley, there you go. See, that's I know that stuff, but I can't say Bupkis for some reason.
You can't say Bupkis, or you can't do the raspberry.
I can't do a raspberry. That
makes
no sense. That's
hilarious to me.
Oh, there's Rhonda Shear.
There she is.
There she is, everybody. Spaceball's the placemat. Rhonda Shear did Playboy.
Of course she did.
That's not her.
You sure she's in this?
Yeah. She's going to be the one with the tail's whacking her. Wait, it's going to be able to say that. Huh? That's not her.
Oh!
I actually met Rhonda Shear.
Was this her?
No, that's her. Like, she's the customer.
Oh, yeah,
see
now
her?
I see
now
her.
You can see her. I thought she was a server. She's a customer. But you can clearly see that was
Rhonda Shear.
You remember
Shear,
what she looks like.
Yeah, she just has brown hair.
Yeah, that's Rhonda Shear. What? So, we were lost. This is the best. These are the actual people from Alien.
Not all of them, is it?
Some of it is.
That guy, yes, definitely. Oh, no.
This line is so funny. And this is the stupid, to me, this is like the stupid funny. Like,
yes.
Like, this is ridiculous. The alien comes out of the guy from Alien.
From Alien, right?
Which is awesome.
That is great.
And then he turns into Montgomery Frog from Bugs Bunny.
Yes. From the WB.
Yeah, from the WB. Not the channel.
It's terrible.
I mean, seriously, like, this is the dumbest thing ever, but it cracks.
Like,
me
you
up.
Almost want to know, like, did he have some bet with somebody? Like, I bet you I can get this song into my movie.
Listen, we got the alien guys. We got them for 3 days. Let's use them. Let's work something right in here. Rhonda, you're here. You can get in the scene too if you want. And that's it. That was just filler.
Right.
All
just,
it was.
Yeah, it meant not, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. There's some bet somewhere. Like, I'm going to get Hello, My Baby, in my movie. It's like, it's about space. How's that even? Don't worry about it.
Just watch.
Gonna do it. And everyone thinks it's hilarious.
Funny too.
Everyone loves it. Prince Valium. That was his name.
Prince Valium.
That's why he was sleeping.
He's always sleeping. That was Jim J. Bullock, right?
Yeah.
Monroe.
I'm a prince. I love how he says it.
How about the fact that I have a hat? I just think of Monroe. I thought of Ted Knight, which led me to Caddyshack, which led to Danny Noonan, which led to me being Noonan, which led to me meeting Cindy Morgan, and
which begat
who? Michael O'Keefe. That was his name. He
yes.
played Danny Noonan, and she played Lacey Underall. And I've got pictures with both of them, and the hat that they signed, and Michael O'Keefe signed it to the real Noonan.
And do you want me to blow your mind a little more?
I do.
Michael O'Keefe is married to Bonnie Raitt in real life.
What? yeah.
Right?
I don't know if I knew that. I think I might have known that, but I forgot.
Married to a Bonnie.
Wow.
So a Noonan has already been married to a Bonnie.
Wowie wow wow. Wowie wow. What's that
it's
from?
It's like it was written in the stars.
It's written.
I'm a prince.
Oh, look at me over there. I'm a prince. Hey, I'm a prince.
Hey, look at this guy.
Hey, we get the sausage.
Look at the sausage.
You don't want to...
Ma, I'm stirring the gravy.
I'm stirring the gravy over here.
No one's going to get it but Peg.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Peg will laugh. If Peg stayed awake.
If Peg's even stayed up with us.
What is it?
I wouldn't blame you, Peg.
You don't want to cross Monsignor Montgomery.
Oh. Abort. Oh, gosh. I mean, Justin Theroux. Hilarious.
If anyone out there is thinking of listening to Smartless, start. You can start from the beginning like a normal person.
Like I did, yeah.
Or you can be awesome and start with Justin Theroux and just laugh for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, it's so great. And just to see the beautiful friendship.
You're hyping friendship now, are you?
Well, it is so great. Just
no,
to
it
see
is,
the
it
friendship
is.
Of Justin and Will is the best thing ever.
It really is. It
they really
is.
Are just like us, everybody.
They're celebrities. They're just like us.
They're just like us. Just like Us Magazine would show you.
That's right.
Just like
That's
us. Right. The grocery shop, whatever.
We bust out the hydrant.
Go to Pinkberry.
Let's go to Pinkberry. It's like eating nothing.
Look, I mean a bucket of nothing.
There's no fat. There's no nothing.
There's nothing in it. No dairy.
I'll bring my KFC bucket. Fill it up. I'm eating nothing.
And it was great that he had the foresight to do this.
Oh, the Planet of the Apes?
To make the maid look kind of like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah,
which you're like, why does she look like that?
Well, you
like,
don't know if it's the foresight.
Right.
They might have already been in there.
Oh, yeah, true.
It might have been.
You don't know.
You weren't there.
You don't know.
You don't know. You weren't there.
Oh, shit.
We got the Planet of the Apes here.
Dear me, what are those things coming out of her nose?
Hey, what the hell?
Oh, Harvey Korman. I just thought of Harvey Korman because of Blazing Saddles. That was another reason why he was so good.
Yeah, he was really good.
Because he is just, he's so funny. He's so not trying to be funny funny.
Right. It's unintentionally great. Funny.
Yes.
This guy. Kiss her.
To join Princess Vespa and Princess Valium. I'm sorry, it's the hair.
Princess Valium.
Prince Valium in the bonds of holy matrimony.
See it all now. Don't you see he loves me?
Excuse me, I'm trying to conduct a wedding here, which has nothing to do with love.
I can't believe he wasn't in My Blue Heaven.
No, he's not. You thinking he's the like the one that they met in Arizona? That yeah. He's the gangster? Yeah, that's a little guy. That's the M. He's the one. Empty. What is that? What movie was that from?
I don't know.
I'll have to look that one up later.
Later.
I still remember that guy that you're talking about from My Blue Heaven. Remember that show with the Crypt Keeper? Tales from the Crypt?
Tales from the Crypt, sure. Dennis Miller was in that.
Tons of people were in that. He was in one of those because he was the maybe that's what it's from.
Wow.
Because he was an old rich dude and the young girl married him.
Yeah.
But then I think it turned out like he just killed all the young women. Like he just
you gotta kill the young women.
Look at him.
Just find out. That's what this says. I'm an honest to God prince.
I shaved.
He did shave. When?
Think about it.
Get out of here.
Yes.
I'm an honest to God prince.
I'm gonna marry somebody today. Who are you? I'm the best man. What's your name? Bart. Your full name. Bartholomew. You're
the one that's getting married?
No. Then get over there. Okay. Here we go. A short version. Do you?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Good. You're married. Kiss
him. Look at all the makeup on his face.
Yeah.
Kiss her. I was thinking, John. Remember John Candy and Blues Brothers? Orange Whip? Orange Whip? Orange Whip?
John Candy or Belushi?
No, John Candy was the cop that was trying to catch him.
The original Blues Brothers?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you ever see the movie?
Once.
Saw the movie once.
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 It's Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah, I love that
Piscopo.
Movie. Good old Piscopo and
good old Piscopo.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton was in the Blues Brothers?
No, Michael Keaton was in Johnny Dangerously.
Oh, Johnny Dangerously, yes.
Michael Keaton?
What?
Carrie Fisher was in the Blues Brothers, though.
Was she?
Yeah.
What? I don't know that.
You know Carrie Fisher and Dan Aykroyd almost got married?
Yeah, so? Dan Aykroyd married Donna Dixon.
I know.
All right, Mel Brooks.
President Scroob. Oh, that's gross.
Trying to see if we missed anybody for our. So he was great, Moranis.
Like, I don't think we
actually.
Missed
I think what are they called? The more anus in school.
Oh, they probably. Probably.
I'm gonna call.
They definitely did.
I'm doing it. Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
The old DVP. OIC.
DVP. DVP.
RIP. DVP. OIC.
George Weiner.
It's a weird name.
Perfect.
How does he get that billing, Michael Winslow?
Was this before Police Academy?
No. Oh, I don't know.
It was after, probably. That's
why. Yeah, because he was established. But I know there's people that... I wonder if we know them now.
Oh. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well...
Like someone like Rhonda Shear. It wasn't, she wasn't known for doing that. She was just in it.
Right.
And then,
she was just... Yeah.
Conrad Buff the Fourth. That's what we need. Four of you buffs. Four of you Conrad buffs at that. Someone break that streak, please.
There's just four of them.
We don't need four Conrad buffs. All right, so Lorraine Yarnell was Dot Matrix with the voice of Joan Rivers.
Oh, that's nice that they did that.
Who is John Hurt?
John Hurt is the guy, the... Aliens guy.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
There's Jim J. Bullock.
Hey, Beavis.
Look, it's J.M. J. Bullock.
Jim J. Bullock.
No, but it just said J.M.
It's always been Jim J.M. Stephen Topolowski, yep.
Oh, the 80s music. So great.
Well, they opened with Bon Jovi's Raise Your Hand, which I did like originally, by the way.
Right. Right. But this is more 80s.
Oh, this is like, 80s. This is every 80s movie that I right now I'm picturing that movie perfect with Jamie Lee Curtis, the aerobics movie.
Oh, Physical?
No, that wasn't called Physical. It was called Perfect.
Oh, Perfect, yes.
Oh, did I say thinking, Perfect? I meant to say Perfect. I'm sorry.
I was thinking Weird Science myself, too.
You're a Weird Science.
Wow, good one.
No, this is totally every 80s movie ever made.
Yeah.
Am I watching Top Gun or Spaceballs? I have no idea.
You what?
I'm closing my eyes and I don't know if this is Spaceballs or Top Gun.
Oh, Mr. Candy.
Mr. Candy. Mr. Candy. Barf Air Animatronics. That's a great job. Here's the cast. All right. He only played two people? I thought. Okay, yeah.
Only played?
Well, no. But he usually plays like a couple. But I guess that is a couple. Never
that
mind.
Is two. Which is two.
No, John Hurt played John Hurt. Wow. He's a natural.
He played himself.
He played himself. Minister Ronnie Graham.
See, I don't ever remember it being J.M. Yeah, J. Bullock like that.
Yeah. I do.
Okay.
I really do.
There's Rhonda Shear, honey.
Woman in Diner. TV Newsman. Jack Dukeman. Riley.
You're right.
Dukeman. Why would I be wrong? The Dinks.
The Dink. Dink.
The Dinks.
Wouldn't it be great if you saw like one of the guys that used to be on like Howard?
Oh, like
the Midgets used to be on Howard. I'm sorry, Little People.
Well, no, but you can say that because that's what he was called. Eric the Midget. Hank the Angry Dwarf.
Hank the Angry Dwarf. He was from Fall River.
Wait, Van Halen was in this? I didn't know that Van Halen sang in here. I remember Hut Together. That was the diner scene. Where was Van Halen?
It's so funny that you're like, what? I missed a Van Halen song?
I did. Every single time I missed it.
You remember in the airplane movies, they would put stuff in the credits?
Yeah.
Like funny stuff?
Yeah, like...
I love that. So you'd watch all of them.
Instructions and stuff, not just...
Yes.
Not even funny names, just like different things, yeah.
Look at Division of Lucasfilm.
Told you.
He got the okay. You're right, honey. You know why? You're right.
Because good is dumb.
Industrial Light and Magic. There it is.
I don't think I've ever watched the credits all the way through. That's why
I was just going to say that.
I'm kind of interested. Maybe there's a... What if there's a post-credit scene that we've never seen?
Can you imagine?
I'm sure we'd have heard about it, but imagine that if there is one.
There would...
No, there's not.
Yeah.
But it'd be great if there is.
He should have thanked... what's his name? Yeah, I think his name's Leo.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, that's good stuff.
No, no.
Oh, wait. Well, it could have been a good snippet. We don't know.
Okay.
The answer is no. Mel Brooks absolutely did not make Spaceballs a Star Wars parody without permission from the creator of the franchise.
Wow.
There were many meetings with many lawyers and many important studio executives.
That's awesome.
George Lucas was willing to let Brooks have a go at Star Wars, but he was adamant about one thing. Absolutely no merchandising. No Spaceballs toys, no games, no Happy Meals.
So he put him in the movie.
Great, he had to, but that didn't stop him from setting his creative sights on the extensive Star Wars merchandising program, as you just saw. Coming up, tonight's look at...
Wow.
That's pretty awesome. We actually talked about that.
Yeah, that is. And now you know why he made such a big deal about it. He's like, all right, you're not going to let me do any merchandising? Watch this.
So I guess I can't get Spaceballs the T-shirt.
I bet you can't. Oh, Lucas!
But here's the thing, though. If he tells you you can't do it, you can't do it. I mean, that's the thing.
Well, that's
you can parody it,
right?
But you can't.
You can actually have merchandise.
No, because he'd sue him.
Right, then you're going against the contract. I'm giving you all this permission to do all this other stuff, and that's why he made it a point.
And then he busts his balls about the merchandise.
He's got to bust his balls about it.
That's so great.
Good for Mel Brooks. You go, MB.
He's sticking up for Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Lucas didn't have to give him permission.
No, he didn't. But like you said, who doesn't love Mel Brooks? Like, but that's something.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think anybody's ever turned him down? Do we know?
Yeah, I would be willing to bet they
Who do you think would have?
Maybe it was Star Trek. Maybe he was going to
Star Trek? Is that what we're doing now?
Star Trek.
What are you, Italian? I'm not Italian. What are you?
I don't know. Do you think that if he was still doing them these days, like he would do a Game of Thrones one?
Probably.
Yeah. If what's his name?
He would do.
Would let him.
Maybe he'd do Stranger Things. Oh, the AC just kicked it. That's good timing.
That is great timing.
I shut the AC off in the beginning so we wouldn't hear it, and it clicks on now, and we're wrapping it up. They're trying to tell me. They're trying to tell us something.
Complete circle right there.
We circled back, Melissa. Right. If you're listening, we circled back.
She's not.
She's not. Nobody is, really. I do want to thank you for doing this.
Of course.
The reason I'm doing this is because people have been.
And it's summertime. People are on vacation.
No, but people have committed and then bailed.
Yes.
At time. Not like days before, but at actual taping time. That's why you're going 2 weeks in a row.
And it's frustrating trying to. Have faith in the people that'll say yes.
Yes, but I did talk to my next guest, and the guest is going to be, I believe, actually in the garage.
Oh.
Yes.
Bringing it back.
We're bringing sexy back.
Yep.
So, but that's why if this episode wasn't that great.
Sorry.
It's not. It's.
I tried.
No, I'm not saying you. No, I'm not saying you. The premise. I mean, I actually kind of think it's pretty cool. But I did notice that we were watching.
It's tough not to,
right.
Maybe
right.
We should have watched it before we did it and then watched it again. Because we hadn't seen it in so long.
That's too big of a commitment.
I know.
I like that we did it. We didn't really watch it. Plus, we did talk about it. But that's the reason. I mean, it's one of those things where it's. I gotta get one out there, and I was bailed on. So it's frustrating, but. You know, it makes me wonder, should I keep doing this or not? It's
up to you. But if you enjoy it, who cares?
Well, if I enjoy it, but if people
it's
are
more
be
work
showing
out,
up,
yeah.
now it's becoming like if you just
yeah, and they're gonna get sick of me. So
just say no. And what's funny about it is one person asked me to do it.
Yeah,
and that person bailed. Like that's the kicker. It's one thing if I ask.
That's the punch in the nuts.
And
right
they're
there.
Like, that is a punch in the nuts.
Of course it is.
You wouldn't know it, but yeah, it definitely was.
Thank God. I don't know how you guys walk around with those things.
Yeah. But that's the kicker, is that she...
They
asked.
No,
I already said it. She asked. And,
oh, yeah.
And
then who cares?
No, I know, but it's... Well, it's...
Women are bitches.
But
we all know this.
But why ask if you don't want to do it?
Right, because...
Are you afraid I'm going to say yes?
Right.
I mean, what...
You know, it's one of those things where people think... Which I don't even get because, you know, we've talked to different people before who've done like, what would I talk about? What do I do? Who cares? Like, even if.
This person has a lot to say, though. That's the funny thing.
Right. Well, that's the difference between what you. But maybe they.
You can say she already said. I'm not going to edit.
Maybe she didn't think that she could censor herself and was afraid that she'd say too much. Maybe that's the case. I mean, who knows?
Let me ask you this, though.
Okay.
Wouldn't you...
Riddle me this.
My brother, can you handle that? You're stout to my style. You can't hold a candle to it. A little Beastie Boys for you.
Thanks.
Hey, listen, if I'm going to work Mel Brooks and Lucas into this, I'm going to put the Beastie Boys in it,
Beastie
too.
Boys, okay.
Wouldn't that be one of your concerns?
What?
Well, when I say, what do you... Like, this person wanted to be on it.
Right.
Reached out of the blue.
Right.
And said, asked if I did the podcast. Yeah, absolutely. Want to be on it. Absolutely. I have a lot to say. Wouldn't you say, but I'm afraid to say too much? And then I could say, well, tell me what you don't want to talk about and I won't bring it. Like there's ways around that. Like,
No. I definitely see what you're saying and I understand and I get it. But this.
Do you respect it?
No.
I get it. I respect that.
But what happens is people. Do feel like they want to say it, but then they might talk to others and say, hey, I think I might do this podcast. And they're like, well, be careful you don't say that. And then that's what gets people to now rethink things. Like, they're all hyped up about it.
So you think she was talked out
of it? Yeah, I think she was probably talked out of it. Or like, maybe you shouldn't do that. Maybe that's not a good time. Maybe this isn't the right time to do it. Because I don't even know what's going on in her life. I don't even know her. So who knows? But if she talked to her closest confidants and told them what she was doing, maybe they were like, eesh, is that the best option right now, do you think? Because maybe she want...
You know what my podcast is, right, though?
No, I know.
It's
but
all just BSing. It's not...
No, I know. But some people are just... What? Oh, that's the... I was just reading I thought somebody was selling Graceland and I was just getting upset. But anyway,
Graceland?
It's just his
Spider-Man?
It's his It's his birth home. Not a big deal.
No big deal.
Elvis,
by the way.
Elvis, yeah. Well, if you say Graceland, people know.
No.
Yes, they do. You should know. But maybe she...
I think you're looking way too deep into this.
I don't think you're looking deep enough. A man not looking deep enough. Weird. Never known that. Huh.
That feels like a shot.
That's because it was.
All right, that's two girls that have done that to me in a row.
Again, I will
and
repeat.
And not the fun way.
Women are bitches.
Well...
I'm a woman. I'll say it. I don't trust any of them. Well, a small handful.
Small handful. All right. Well,
some might have a bigger handful. I don't know.
You have a small hand, so that's fine.
That is. That's why I only keep a certain amount around.
So if you hear Bonnie on the next podcast, you'll know that it's probably going to be the last one.
Aw. But you enjoy it so much.
Well, I do. That's the funny thing. But
it's not worth the...
In the first girl I saw, that bit, I saw it coming.
Yeah.
I think I told you.
Yeah.
I saw it coming.
Yeah, you knew it.
I saw it coming. And then I reached out to make sure, and there was nothing. And then when I went to say, all right, we're ready. Oh, I have an emergency. Do you?
Yeah.
You didn't say, I have an emergency, let's reschedule. You said, I have an emergency, and I've never heard from you again. So that's pretty douchey. But the second one reached out to me.
Right.
Well, I love when people reach out to me because... Yeah.
Then
A,
yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
Right.
B, I don't have to do any work.
Right. And I don't have to, yeah, and you don't have to talk it up or talk people into it,
right,
per se. They're already in it.
They want to be there.
And that's what I think happened. I think she wants to take stuff off her chest, but
what,
then
like
she...
the boobs?
No, you never want to take those off.
Well.
Unless they're not good. But she talked to somebody and they thought that, oh, maybe you shouldn't really.
Yeah, you think so?
I really do think that.
You might be right.
Right.
I just said that.
I know. And it's not might be. I am.
I am? It's an A.
I am.
Not an E-M.
I am.
You're not anti-M.
I am.
I am. Fire him.
Well, then, I don't want you to completely stop it because I know how much you enjoy it. So just do it every once in a while with people that, you know what I mean? That... Even if it's just repeat people that you've done it with before, that you enjoy.
Listen, I've not had one person more than once on this podcast, and you know it.
Nope, not one. Not a one.
I've not had one. I've had like six.
It doesn't matter. And there's a couple other people that you've only had once that you would like to talk to again. So reach out to those people. It's just the summertime is tough because, you know, especially living in the Northeast, you hate the friggin' winter so much that when the summertime comes, you just don't want to be, you've got too much to do.
Then don't say yes or don't ask.
I know. No, listen, I agree with you.
I understand more of someone who I asked that said that bails.
Right.
Not that I like it.
Right.
And there's a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't beg
right,
anybody
don't,
to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't put pressure on people to do it.
Right.
I've had friends that...
But don't reach out to me and then...
Well, that's the thing. Like I asked somebody, a guy friend I really wanted to, because part of the fun of this is talking to the people I haven't talked to
right.
in a long time.
Reconnecting,
so
yeah.
So I was psyched. I'm like, I'm going to ask this guy now. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want I don't think he's listening anyways, but I don't want to embarrass him. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. I was psyched because I'm like, this is going to be great. And I was like, hey, he's like, no, it's not for me. I don't want to do it.
Right. Some people
and
just.
I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate that. Like,
yeah.
Say that.
Right. Yeah, be upfront.
You're not hurting my feelings. You're being honest.
Yeah. Be upfront about it.
I've never begged anyone to do it, and I've never persuaded, talked somebody into it. The only
except
thing
for me,
the only feedback
I
get,
choice,
well, the only feedback I get is that, well, I don't have much to say, and that's easily remedied when I say, well, we just talk,
it's a conversation.
Here, I always give a link. Say, listen, they all start the same way. Hey, how are you?
Are you?
There's no agenda. There's no notes. There's no.
No.
It's just a conversation. And everyone has something to say.
It's just a conversation.
And Bridget Clayton famously told me once, it's easy because everyone loves to talk about themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing. Except for you and I who watch Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and Spaceballs.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's saying there isn't anything wrong with it.
Well, it sounds like.
But
nothing.
It's not,
ooh.
Nothing.
Those first of all,
would I lie?
First of all, it was your idea, so
it was my idea. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that that's the only resistance I get. Usually, is I don't have anything to say.
Right? People think that they need a topic or...
Yeah, they need to be well-versed right. in something. Like, what are we talking about? My job? What are we, no.
Right. I don't have... Nothing exciting has happened to me that I need to tell you about. Like, that's what people think. That they need, like, some backstory or they
yeah,
need...
Yeah,
like, okay, well,
I need to be knowledgeable. How do I fill an hour of...
Right.
You don't.
It doesn't matter.
Well, how long is it?
It's like the Seinfeld show. That's a show.
It's going to go at least 30 minutes. That's what'd all you do today?
That's a show. That's it.
That's all it is. The one person that was great, not the one person, but I loved Jennifer Murphy, who said, listen, if you're doing one of my TV shows, call me. I'll do that. I'll do this.
First of all, she'd have to have, that's a.
And she actually said to me, did she? Because I did ask her. And I think she said that she, what I think originally she said, this might not be true, but I believe, I'm just make stuff up now.
You know what, now.
No, but I believe that she said, I don't know what are we going to talk about?
Right.
And that's when I just said, well, obviously the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
And we'll just have, it's just a conversation. I haven't talked to you in a while. So right. we're just, and that's part of the fun of it.
It is.
Because it's not like I just. Like, if we just did another one now, what would we say? Like, it'd be like, duh.
Right. Well, Jeopardy's going to be coming on in 15 minutes, so I would say...
Well, we can watch...
I would say...
We'll do Jeopardy now. It'll be backup in case the next person fails. Yeah, I'll have this one in the can. And
yeah,
then,
because, I mean, right now, Wheel's all repeats anyway, because yeah, so they're on hiatus.
We're not watching Wheel.
Vanna's, you know, probably making sure her avocado trees are blooming nicely and stuff.
She was in a movie.
She's in a couple of movies.
I just read something where Vanna White and Pat Sajak bumped into each other on vacation and Vanna ran away.
Shut up,
it
really?
It was Pat and his daughter. I don't know if it was staged or not, but that was just, watch like, Vanna run away seriously? If she bumps into Pat Sajak
well,
on
first
vacation.
Of all, how did they not know they're going to the same
I
place?
I know, so I think it was think staged, but it is pretty funny, though.
Yeah, maybe they was one of their little funny things they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, they're going to show that.
Show it.
Welcome back.
Oh, we do Wheel of Fortune Europe week.
They have Saul do it.
But no. I like Old Saul. It's
well,
so
I know it's
because he would never even listen to this. He doesn't.
I know he wouldn't, but
he barely knows how to use his smartphone. He's broken it probably four times.
Well,
he walks in and he gives it to the youngest kid.
Well, listen, I'm not really. It's not really a huge code to crack when I call him Saul.
I know.
So,
but it's so great when he'll lock his phone on himself. And then
what's my code?
Seriously. What's my code? So then he'll go to the, you know,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He'll go to the youngest kid in the office.
The youngest kid, get over here.
And he's like, hey, he goes, can you fix my phone? Can you fix my phone for me? I can't get calls. I can't do this. He's like, all right, well, what's your password? I don't know. What do you think it is? Like, what? What do I think it is? I don't know.
Like, yeah, you're making yourself know. That's the move. Have someone else set the password so they just remember it.
Everyone should set up his stuff so then we all know what his passwords and everything is.
So when he breaks it, you can get into it.
We can all get into it. We have iPads at work, and then he'll bring it. He's like, I don't know, it's not working right. And it's like, why? What's happening? It's like, I don't know. I'm like, what's your password? I don't know. Well, try this. And then he'll just start saying things. And we just, none.
Seafood. What was that commercial?
Yeah,
seafood.
He's like, try shrimp.
Shrimp. That's what it's shrimp.
He's like, no. He goes, okay, then try seafood. The word seafood. No, all different kinds.
All different.
Go through all of them.
Go through all of them.
But yeah, he is just. He's not ready for this world. He really isn't.
It's funny because he's wicked old.
He is. That's what I mean. He's not ready for this world.
Oh, this. I see. Oh, I understand. He's used to
about 20 years ago. That's where it should have stopped.
He should
have moved to like a small town where there's no.
He's Little House on the Prairie, basically.
Right, like he went to school.
He's Little House on the Prairie in the Jetsons world.
Right, he went to school. He went to school in one of the Dakotas. That's where he should have gone.
Yeah,
as soon as
there.
Like, you know what, sir? It's getting way too advanced for you now. You cannot.
Hey, what's with these phones?
What are you talking about? Look at this. And then he gets the lights that go into your truck. It just still blows my mind. I just don't understand any of it. He's an enigma. He's Mr. Umbles. He is all the Umbles.
Hey, mumble, jumble, fumble,
any,
humble,
yep,
humble.
Any word that ends in Umbles, this guy represents.
That does it.
He represents. He's Mr. Jumbles.
Peace.
Fumbles. Crumbles. Stumbles. Bumbles. Mumbles. All of it. Every
I didn't know there was more than that. I was like,
I know.
I was sitting here amazing watching you.
It's you think that it never ends, and also, wait.
There's another rumble.
I just got another one. Boom.
Jumbles.
I said that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because when he writes down, when he's supposed to write down what trailers come into our warehouse, he looks at the numbers and then he writes down different numbers than what he sees. So it's like we call the trailer jumble in the morning. We don't know. Maybe these,
it's like Wordle with numbers.
These could be the numbers.
That's the move.
That's right.
It's Wordle with numbers.
It's the trailer jumble.
How many digits are in a?
Usually they're five.
That's perfect. That's what Wordle is.
Yeah, exactly. So usually,
what?
I think it's a train. I don't know. It sounds crazy, right? Did you hear that?
I have headphones
banging
on. I can't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear it. There's the train.
We got a train.
So it is funny because they might be the five digits that are actually in the trailer.
Just not in
they're
that
just
order.
In different numbers.
That's why it's
in
gonna be like
order.
Wordle. It'll be yellow. Right. Well, I know there's a three somewhere, but not here.
Yeah, but it's not a word, so we got to use jumble, I guess. Well, jumble's
just
a word too.
Said that.
Numbles.
Numbles.
Numbles. Because numbers.
Sumbles, make his name.
Yeah.
Sumbles.
Oh, he is just. It's amazing. And like I said, you don't work with him, so it's not an everyday occurrence.
I laugh every day about this guy.
It's all I got. I just have to do the voice, and I get you every time. you should see the carpet. It still has like oil stains all over
from him,
it. Yeah. You could just follow him. You could follow his tracks.
Follow the drip.
There he is.
He's in house party. Follow the drip.
He's unbelievable. Can't even use a copier machine. It's great.
House Party was a movie I used to play at the video store. After 10 o'clock, I would play it. Like
at night?
No, in the morning. What's the matter with it? I really had to stress p.m.
Oh, I'm like, how late was your freaking
thing
open?
It opened until midnight. It was, the hours were 10 to midnight. I'd go after like 10:30, 11 o'clock, I'd go dark. I'd go with Goodfellas or House Party. Well, I'd go rated R.
I'm going to scare the crap out of these
people. Because there was no 5-year-olds coming in at that time. So nobody really cared. They knew me. I knew everybody there, so nobody cared.
That's true.
What are you watching? House Party? Yeah. What do you want to do about it?
Yeah. So?
I want to dance.
And?
Ticket for one, please. One ticket, please. That's what it is. I always want to say ticket for one, please.
It is. It's one ticket, please.
I just want to dance.
Not tonight, ladies.
Oh, sorry.
Not cheating on my lady tonight.
Sorry, not tonight.
It got me in this mess.
That's why I'm here in the first place.
Bitches, man.
That's what he goes. Somebody goes, hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, I know.
He's acting out going into a disco.
Hey, man. I love. Let's see what's going. No, the best is when he's walking down the street.
He goes,
going on down there?
He doesn't know what's down there. Yeah, like he's never been there before.
Look at this discotheque.
Whoa, look at this.
Let's see what's going on in this discotheque.
They just put this up today. I didn't know this was there last night when I walked by.
When did anybody ever say the whole word? Nobody.
U2 has an album called Discotheque.
That's stupid.
I think. IMDb.
Nope. That's for movies.
The Edge.
That's for.
Look up The Edge.
Look up The Edge. What has The Edge been in?
But that's so funny. You're right. I laugh at everything on that song because it's just so great. He says she home like three times.
It was so funny when you first told me about it. I'm like, and I had never heard that part.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you're telling, I was like, yeah, something about let the music play. I'm like, yeah, that's a huge Barry White song. Like, oh yeah, it's like, isn't the beginning
like
so funny?
Intro.
I go, what? I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, it's the groove that plays everything.
The
groove plays
deep cut.
The groove plays the extra. Extra instrumental in Get Down Tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and
they chopped that song down, the radio did.
And Kiss, Prince's Kiss.
Yes, yes.
How long is the friggin' ending of that
song?
Good
Lord, Jesus. But I like that.
I know, I do too. It's funny. Well, sometimes I like it. Sometimes I'm like, all right.
I used to love, because here's the thing,
skip?
Okay? Here's the thing. They cut out, all right, fine, I'm going to bring up a Dave Matthews Band song. I don't care.
Of course you do.
Crush.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah.
They cut out a verse.
Yeah.
Like, those are lyrics. I understand.
That's an actual verse.
I understand you're cutting out the fade instrumental,
right,
if you will.
It's called radio edit.
It's called a radio edit, but you took out a verse.
I know.
What's great is that you can tell who actually knows the song, because at the concert,
they don't
expect that. They're going, yeah, we're not there yet.
No,
this isn't the radio.
No, sirs. There's another one.
But I love that the groove does that, because I do remember the conversation. I'm like, yeah, there's a whole skit going on here before.
I'm like, I don't even know what the hell song you're talking about. And then they're like, yeah, it's like, here it is, let the music play. I'm like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about, because I didn't have the LP of that Barry White.
The LP.
Oh, Barry.
It's great.
It's great.
I love that song. And what's funny about Barry White is that I never really listened to him until
The Groove.
I've heard him. I know his stuff, but I'd never, like, what I'm getting at is I remember going to Salem State and Taylor Dane's CD was out, and she did
Get Enough.
Yeah, Can't Get Enough of Your Love. Yeah. And I loved that version of it.
Right.
And when I first heard Barry White, I'm like, oh, I think I like Taylor Dane. But I knew Taylor Dane's right. version, so that's the difference. It's not, but now that I've heard them both a lot, I love the, Barry White's voice is just,
amazing.
I mean, it's, what are you going to say about
also,
that?
Also, R.I.P.
When did he die?
He died a long time ago.
Before I got to know him? This stinks.
Yeah. You're not going to see him in concert.
Wow. Guess it won't be open enough for Taylor Dane.
Ticket for none, please.
Wow. Folks.
That was a good
ticket
one.
For none, please. That's good. That's good.
That was good.
I love Taylor Dane's version.
Yeah.
But Barry White's version, you can't compare the voices. Taylor Dane has a great voice, but no. Barry White is one of the all-time best voices. But I love the instruments in there. I don't know. What are you doing?
I was seeing when Barry White died.
Tuesday.
2003.
On a Tuesday. 2003?
He died on July 4th.
Told you. It was a Tuesday.
Really, R.I.P. Bear? It's
Bear? Now we're friends?
Yeah.
You and Barry? White go way back?
Sad.
But I love the rhythm. Not the rhythm. I can't think of the word, but when it's the build-up.
Yes.
To the chorus, it's just... I'm going to stop talking.
Instrumental, maybe?
Well, it is, but it's not like a long instrumental. It's just a do-do-do-do. Somebody, please.
What is happening?
Somebody, folks. So.
Peoples. We got 5 minutes of Jeopardy.
All right. We got to go. Thank you so much. Again, if you hear Bonnie next time, just.
Then I'm sorry.
Save it because it's the last one it's going to be.
Aww.
I'm sorry, she says. I am sorry. That is not my fault.
Thank you.
This has been Spaceballs the podcast. Thank you, Bonnie. Appreciate it.
Of course. Anything for you, honey.
No. I just talked to you. We have to say something else.
What do you mean?